Happy Monday, gang. It's Nick, Jess and Ducker with you.
Can we please play a game, boys?
Absolutely.
Man Crush Monday.
What's that?
Usually do like hall passes, and because you are both heterosexual, you both pick women. But just imagine for a moment, I was going to say,
yes?
you wanted a dick sandwich. Who would you pick? There's something wrong.
So now you're entering two pieces of bread
with a dick just firmly placed in the middle of it.
It's kind of rolled up like
Danish.
Are there testicles in this? Are there testicles in the dick sandwich, or is it purely just the shaft?
Pick a guy, that's hot.
Okay, we got to. Man Crush. So it's Man Crush Monday. We got to pick a hot dude.
Yep. Who do you like?
Okay, let me think about this.
You both quite like Emma Watson. Does that mean for Man Crush Monday you like Daniel Radcliffe or Rupert Grint?
No, Daniel Radcliffe's a weasel, mate. He's a weasel, ugly looking thing. Rupert Grint, nah. I'm not going to pick a ranger.
Okay, out of the Harry Potter world, maybe? There's a lot of dudes. Pick one.
Dumbledore. I'd have him in the dick sandwich.
Get his wand in the dick
sandwich. Oh, he'd be so puby.
Oh, my God. So if you can grow a real hectic beard, does that mean downstairs you can grow the same?
Yeah, absolutely. Or you can grow it even if you don't grow a hectic beard downstairs.
Even? Okay.
Yeah, seriously,
you
know
that. Wild.
Yeah. It can be, if you don't tame the beast, you can't find the beast.
Does it just keep growing?
No, but like
your arm hair, it stops at a length.
Yeah, but I think there's a gene that says stop for that type of hair.
But down there, there's no that gene.
I don't think there's your head and your... Yeah. Down there.
Honestly, it can get wild down there.
And wow.
And obviously, like the hairs on the soles of your feet as well, they keep going as well.
Are you a hobbit?
You guys get them too, yeah. I was just trying to test if Jess has them because she's got Italian blood and she shaves her arms a bit. I was just checking if you had.
A bit daily, babe.
Oh, jeez. I think I would choose one of the Chris's anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say Chris Hemsworth too.
Hemsworth, Pratt,
you got
Pine.
I was saying Chris Hemsworth, but then he's so big and strong, he might be too rough with me. I need someone a bit more.
You should go Pratt then. He looks like a cuddly bear.
He's quite big too. Okay. He's a bit fat.
Pine
too.
Is delicate. Go Pine.
No,
what about Evans?
I don't like Pine or Evans. Maybe let's get off the Chris train. I'm trying to think of someone who's a bit more soft. You know who
There's no one in Hollywood not called Chris.
No, that's true. Jude Law.
Oh, good one.
He'd be a sensual lover.
Good one.
He'd treat me right.
He'd be attentive, yeah.
He would be attentive.
Absolutely.
Anyway, what's on the show, Nick?
primary school insults like dumb bum. And I kept a photo of my ex.
This is going to be the loosest listening you will do in a while. So enjoy.
On 13 10 60, we want to hear your best primary school insults, your playground jibes at each other. Because, boys, you might remember a couple of months ago I told you that Angus, my lovely fiancé, proposed to me in Hamilton Island.
Did he?
Yes.
Congratulations. Still
going this out. What's the story? Tell us.
But part of that story, Ducko, I am going to relive for you because he was going to drive the little buggy thing down to the picnic that he'd organised, and he said to me, hey, grab the GoPro accessories box. I'll take some stuff just for us. And inside the GoPro accessories box was my ring, which I carried down to the picnic. And when Angus shared that on Instagram, a nice photo of the moment, in his caption he wrote, can't wait to share this story with you and how Jess carried her own ring down to the proposal. What a dumb bum. And that was January 8th, all right? So for the past couple of months, I don't know why, he'd never said it before in my life, dumb bum has now become part of our everyday vocab in our house. If anyone does anything dumb, we call each other dumb bums because whilst it's an insult, you can't be mad.
No, you can't.
Because it's such a playground.
You know it's an insult, but it comes with a nice nature where you're like, touche.
Touche, well dumb bum. It's fantastic.
Like I used to get, you big idiot moron.
Idiot moron.
Oh, stupid head.
Yes, I don't mind nerd burger.
Nerd burger.
Nerd burgers. Because nerd almost has a bit of sting to it. I don't care for nerd. Yeah. But nerd burger, bit of fun.
What about pea brain? You think pea brain?
Pea brain.
Oh, yeah. Bum face.
Bum face was ruthless.
Butt head is the graduated.
Well, if you're both, you've got a butt on your head and your face. You're a double butt.
Just the classic, I know you are, but what am I?
Yes. Do you know what I was?
Oh, yeah, I'm rubber. You are glue. What? bounces off me and sticks to you.
Ooh. Oh, that's a bit wordy for me. I was a fan, and I feel like this is insulting to anyone who was adopted, but did you ever tell your siblings you're adopted?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
To try and really cut
all the
deep.
Time. I still
so
do
bad.
It.
It's so bad.
I still do it to my sister.
Your 33-year-old sister. But BuzzFeed actually recently released a list of brutal but G-rated insults. So if you want to add to the list, 13, 10, 60, just a bit of a laugh. You smell like hot dog water. I don't think that smells very
quite
nice.
Specific.
No,
this one, talk about specific. Your teeth aren't as white as they could be.
Whoa.
Whoa, got me good.
It's a real thinker. You go away and go.
Are they not?
I guess they could be a couple of shades whiter.
And one more someone shared on BuzzFeed. He says, I accidentally cut someone off in traffic, and instead of them giving me the finger, he just gave me a big thumbs down, which cut even deeper. I'm like, oh, it's G-rated, but it's still got that sting.
Yeah, yeah. It's the gesture equivalent of saying, I'm disappointed, I'm not mad.
Yes.
The finger's the mad. Yeah. Thumbs down is, I'm disappointed in your driving.
So don't be a Nigel No Friends. 13, 10, 60 right now. Give us a call for your primary school insults. We're talking primary school insults. We want you to call us, hit us with your best primary school insults.
Yeah, because my fiance for the past couple of months has crowbarred dumb bum into our lives, and it is contagious.
Well, are we allowed to say that at this time slot?
Yeah.
Whoa. Take it easy. We did ask for your suggestions of your primary school, your playground insults on Facebook. And God, it makes me laugh. You know how you can set parameters on Facebook comments if maybe some bad language is used, it immediately hides the comment, mate. So many of them are grayed out. Like, I'm not unblocking them because they're obviously not primary school. But some that did make it through. Sean says he used to roll with, you look like you got your hair cut by the RSPCA. Very good. L was a fan of, what a cheese wagon.
I don't know what that means.
And Hayley with the classic, your mum.
Hey. Tiffany in Windale on 13 10 60, you big idiot moron, what's your insult?
Mine was, brick walls or the floor, because
you think
you've got an ugly
dirt. Wait, Tiff, I can't understand you. Take two steps to the left.
Can you put your phone up to your mouth or something? I've got you up full, but can we hear you?
Yep.
Go again.
Brick wall, waterfall, that you think you got it all, but you don't, and I do. So boom, with that attitude, peace, punch, Captain Crunch, I got something you can touch, bang, bang, chit-chit-chit, one be up and do my thing, your recipe, seven up, messing me, I'll mess you up.
Whoa!
I mean, that was gangster. Oh, couldn't understand half of it, Tim.
Yeah. If I was being insulted by that, I'd spend most of the time
trying to
pick out the words, and then at the end, like... Yeah, is that positive or negative?
No, that's what you pull up. I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah, your mum. Mandy is in Mayfield. Good morning, Mandy.
Hi, guys. This was high school. When we were at the beach, we'd go up to the clubbies, and if we were with someone on the day that we were kind of just wanting to prank, we'd get their name called out and go, your mum's on the phone, you've missed your violin lesson.
What do you mean? You, like, infiltrated the lifeguard tower to put a PA announcement over?
Yeah, and we'd get the clubbies to call them out and go, hey, your mum called, you missed your violin lesson.
So bad, but it's good. You know what? I imagine if you're on the beach and they're like, hey, Ducko, your mum called and you missed your violin lesson.
Yeah, that was a classic.
Okay.
Oh, man, you have made my day.
That's embarrassing.
I'd be like, oh, no, yeah. I'd pick up my keys and my towel and stuff. I'd be like,
yeah,
trying to get
them.
Oh. You wouldn't even ever go back to the school again, would you?
just saying that violin is just nerdy to everyone. We are in the middle of
a lynching.
A lynch?
a pretty. I was going to say heated debate in the studio.
Let's
right
go
now.
With lynching.
Lynching is good.
And on 13 10 60, by all means, join the lynch. Pick up a stone and chuck it at
Shame.
Nick Gill.
Shame. Shame.
For a crime against, I'm going to say, his wife. I'm just putting it
Absolutely.
Out there.
All right. So I found a photo. No, she found a photo while we were cleaning out the front room of me and an ex cuddled up, and she left it on the piano for me. Yesterday, I found it and I kept it. I put it back in the box where it was. And you guys are saying I shouldn't
have kept
the photo.
You did what?
I kept the photo.
Shame.
The
Shame.
Fact that it's printed out and you put it back in it, like, it's just very cuddly and cute. And I just, why do you need it?
I've got a lot of photos of my past, and I like old photos.
I know you're aged, and you've got a lot of years and a lot of past. Yeah, but you don't need to keep every morsel of it,
you're,
Nick.
You're so wise over there. 62% on our Instagram poll, Nick Jestako said, shame on you, Nick, and that you should definitely not keep that. So they said...
Shame.
Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Shame.
Shame, Nick.
Ridiculous. Jen in Boorigal, what do you think? Should I have kept the photo or not?
I think you should keep it, and the other two should stop bullying you to get rid of it.
Thank you, Jen. Thank you.
Shame.
On you, Jen.
Shame on you,
Jen.
Too.
Jen.
Pick it on the little
you
guy.
Sound like a little you sound like a sensible lady, Jen. You sound like a good head on your shoulders.
Yeah.
If you caught your partner going through a shoebox of old photos and he was looking at one, cuddled up with an ex, how would that make you feel?
Fine.
Thank you.
A same, you lost Jen there.
A same person.
Oh, my. No.
Okay. Steve. Steve and Jules, what do you reckon? 13, 10, 60. Should he keep the photo of his ex?
I think Ducko should shovel him.
Oh!
All right, Steve, this one is for you. Ready? Here we go. Hey, Nick, bend over because.
Oh! In the face!
Right in the
fly goal. What do you reckon? Seriously, is it weird to keep printed out photos of your ex?
Oh, it's very weird. Oh, I don't know how he's still doing it.
There still do it.
No, mate, Steve's right.
You've got one X in this box. I bet you there's others. It's not the only
one. I bet you he has a little Xbox at home. He opens it up. And I don't mean the game console. I mean, he opens up a box of X's.
And you know, Nick, they'd be in chronological order, alphabetized. Yeah. Like it would be a system.
It'll have a reason as to why they were meaningful in his life.
Or maybe they categorise by why they broke up. I mean, you want to see this filing system when you go home, please.
All right, Brooke. In New Lambton, are you saying as well, should I keep the photo of the ex?
Yeah, I think you should.
Thank you. Why?
Because, it's in the box. It's not like you've got it out or anything. And it's nice to kind of, just know it's there. I've got old letters and stuff that, I wrote and old birthday cards that I've received. It's just nice to keep.
Brooke, if you're not looking at them, what's the point of having it?
It's just, in the box and you just... I don't know. I just can't get myself to throw them.
Mate.
Thank you,
this is ghosts of the ex in the home you've built with your wife. Why would you want those poltergeists floating around your living
room? Shame on you, Brooke.